You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Hey there, are you sitting down? Good, because Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is here and you can shop it right from your couch. It's Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale, and it's on now. Right now, you can score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Snag outdoor furniture and decor at up to 60% off. Get area rugs for every room at up to 80% off. And refresh your sleep space with up to 60% off bedroom furniture. Plus, score amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals. And get it all with fast and free shipping on everything. Yep, even the big stuff. Right to your door. These are Wayfair's lowest prices of the summer. And did we mention they only last 5 days? So don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 80% off Wayfair's biggest sale of the season before it fizzles out. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale now through July 28th, only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This, I'm not on drugs, I'm not drunk,
is Early Break. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
If you are in the market for blasting and coating for your railings, fences, metal furniture, yard signs, vent covers, car frames, car parts, and more, Kayser Blasting and Coatings. Blast away years of corrosion, protect with a durable coating. You can call at 402-421-3559 or go to KayserBlasting.com for a quote today. It is that time of the month where we bring in our friend Jeremiah Tripp from Computer Hardware. We call you Trip. Trip, good morning. Yeah. How are you today?
Good, thanks.
Jeremiah.
He's in the building. In the building. Now, Trip, I'm curious. We're getting closer and closer to the start of school.
Yeah.
Was it mid-August that starts here in Lincoln?
Yeah, 20-something for a second.
I'm curious. At this point of the summer, is there something that people are coming into Computer Hardware more often than they maybe were in the past or not?
Yeah, right now is crunch time. You know, a lot of teachers, students really are... you know, laser focused on back to school, right? So the things that they put off all summer, you know, after graduation and, oh, I'll get to that. You know, things are very top of mind now. So we are seeing a rush in our service department. Just, you know, people that are now dealing with those issues that they have put off. So, but
it's a busy time for you.
Very much. Yeah. Or the, you know, maybe the people that waited to upgrade their computer, you know, buying it, you know, upgrading their new machine. So we are seeing some of that as well.
But okay. On that note, I'm curious, Trip.
Yeah.
In terms of most popular time, are people buying phones and computers and such and Apple and watches more at Christmas time or before the school year begins? What's the busier time for you guys?
I would say the holiday season after the Black Friday rush into January is probably a bigger time for us just in general. But back to school is a very close second. There's a 3-week period where it's just, you know, mad chaos. We do work with a lot of school districts, a lot of K-12 school districts that, you know, we are working on different projects and, you know, we're on a crunch time as well to finish those prior to the school year. And, you know, there's just a lot of things that there's a lot of moving parts, but.
Hey, Trip.
Yeah.
That's. What do you mean by, like, what kind of project are we talking about? What projects? Like, what's an example of a project?
Well, you know, maybe a school has, 100 Chromebooks that they need repaired or gone through.
Wow.
Or, you know, maybe it's security cameras. Maybe it's a network refresh. there are just many examples. It really depends on the school, or, you know, maybe they're deploying, you know, 300 new iPads, right? We help set those up, get them in cases if they want screen protectors. You know, we're very hands-on when we, you know, help in some of these, and some schools don't, but it's just a matter of getting, you know, product in place.
You deal in security cameras.
Yes.
In what fashion?
Well, what are you, not sure.
What are you trying to
those ones that you look at on your phone to make sure.
No, I mean, in what way do you deal? Are you dealing with fixing them, selling them, making sure they're work, like what?
Yeah, I think that security, whether it be, you know, a corporate setting, a residential setting, you know, even in K-12 or higher ed, you know, security is very top of mind, right? Door access and security cameras, what's happening at night, you know, in the building or outside of the building.
I didn't know you dealt with that.
Yeah. I would say we've really been aggressively growing in that space.
Really?
In the last probably 4 to 5 years, just because it is top of mind for people and it's very relevant.
It is.
And, you know, saving that data, making sure that, you know, oh, I can go back 2 or 3 days ago and look at, you know, certain things, or, you know, we have a customer that had a catalytic converter or several stolen. And so they, you know, they didn't realize it for a while, and you can go back and obviously kind of get some things and provide footage. And so, yeah,
you do some detective work.
Yeah. We try. Yeah.
Wow.
LPD on speed dial.
We do have questions. If you have any questions for Tripp about your Apple products, please text us 402-464-5685. Bubba says, question for Tripp. I'm having trouble setting up the parent control features on my son's iPad with my phone. How much do you guys charge to help us set that up?
Bubba, come on in. You know, as a listener, we certainly want to give you the early break treatment. And so swing on in. You know, our guys are very willing to help and just pick through, you know, what's going on, what issues you are having. And, you know, our hope is that we can tackle that pretty quick for you, but you know, there would be a charge for any reason. Obviously, would let you know ahead of time.
What else you got for Tripp?
Well, I have my own personal issue going on, and this is probably me being stupid, but multiple you can tell issues. Me if I got a lot of issues. But my watch keeps asking me to update to pair with my phone, and sometimes it connects, and sometimes it doesn't. Like I have not done the update to the watch, and occasionally I will get a text come through, and sometimes I don't have anything come through.
Yeah.
Is that just simply as doing the update, or why would it still be there half the time and half not?
Yeah, I would try to run the update if you haven't. The other thing that you could do is just unpair your watch.
Okay.
Just fully unpair it and then repair it. It'll like kind of manually prompt you to do the update when you repair it. So
look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths
and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I would try one. I mean, both of those. Try the update first, obviously, without. But then, if you need to unpair.
Tech Time with Jeremiah Tripp from Computer Hardware. What do you suggest to people who? A lot of people go on vacations at this time. A lot of people, I mean, even though it's hot here, they'll go to places like the Caribbean. They'll go to beach places. What do you say about taking your computer out to a beach? Is there any?
Ooh, good question.
Being in the sun, being in sand, being in elements.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You really got to be careful. Okay. You know, certainly the heat or you know.
Is the heat a factor?
Yeah. Cold is any temperature, you know, extreme one way or the other, certainly can have an effect. Sand, definitely not good, you know, for, you know, getting in inside of machines. You know, iPads are maybe going to be a little bit better depending on the case and things like that. But certainly heat is going to affect a phone, an iPad, MacBook,
I
whatever.
I left my computer in my truck in extreme cold, and it came out okay.
Yeah.
I wondered about it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, small periods of time is going to be okay, but
what's a small period?
I mean, an hour or two, you know, just
not days like you have, maybe.
Yeah. You know, it hasn't been days, but I'd say 5 hours before where I'm like, oh God, that thing's been in my truck.
Yeah.
But it came out okay.
Yeah. Yeah. You're probably okay, you know, days on end, but you know,
days on end. Yeah. I'm saying there was 5 hours. I didn't say days.
Yeah. Yeah. I would just be careful for sure. Heat, same thing.
What does it do though? Like what?
This will affect battery components inside the machine, phone, iPads, you know, things like that. We see machines that have come in with swollen batteries.
Swollen batteries.
You know.
Swollen batteries.
That has to look a little odd.
Yeah. It's pretty wild. Some of the, you know, it'll maybe have an effect on screen and, you know, things like that. But
wow.
I'm always curious because, you know, even sometimes in the car, if I'm traveling, I got my phone charging and it says it's overheating. Please unplug.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
What's the best way? Is it just because in the sun or why is it overheating or what's the problem there?
Yeah, it could be a power issue as well. So there are, you know, power adapters. There are good and there are also bad power. You know, the cheaper third party adapters.
That's what I have.
Yeah. I mean, they're just not made well. They're not very good. They're not
great.
They're not doing your phone justice. I mean, they might be charging it, but you know, they're it's underpowering or overpowering it. You have too much or too little power and it's not jiving the best, which is why it gives you that error and it will heat up a little bit more. And depending on where you're charging it in the car as well, or if it's sitting in sun, you know, some of those will also have a factor.
Are you a fan of, if people are charging their phone overnight, are you the fan of putting it on the pad or having it plugged in? Is there a right or wrong in charging your phone?
I would say not a right or wrong. I have the magnetic charger that I just, you know, magnetize to the back of my phone. That's what I do. Get up, you know, alarm goes off and I take it right off. You know, we also have one of those multi-port stand for like the watch, the phone, AirPods.
You have a multi-port stand at your
house? Yeah. We have a couple.
Come on. He works at Computer Hardware. You better have one like that.
I like them. They're really nice because it's just all right there. I know it's all charged. So it's very handy. But so I'm a fan of the magnetic charge. I'm not a fan of plugging in either. We, you know, just plugging in all the time. You see that the pocket lint build up and the dirt and all the dust, you got to just, you know, clean.
Does it help just sometimes to blow it out?
Yeah.
Physically?
Yeah.
I did that one time and it seemed to work.
Yeah. We have a little tool also that we can do, you know, blowing it out. And people tell me that they've used toothpick or a paper click, you know, just there are things that just.
Did you suggest that?
You got to be careful with the new ports. You really got to be careful and not to damage anything. Our guys are really good. We can get it under a microscope and really get in with a kind of a fine tooth comb and, you know, make sure it's working.
You
properly.
Put my phone under a microscope.
Yeah. We can also run a test too.
Pretty
after,
dangerous.
You know, coming in,
no,
you know,
nah, a little bit.
with port cleaning, we can also run a test. Like maybe your phone is heating up, Jake, for instance, because maybe your battery is failing.
It's possible.
Right? Yeah. So there are just a ton of different variables. So in the port cleaning process, you know, hey, why don't you get in? You know, we'll look at other things outside of just like, oh, my port is damaged or whatever.
If we did not answer your question, Tripp, how can people reach out to you to get more tech questions answered?
Yep. Our email for the store, support@computerhardwareinc.com, support@computerhardwareinc.com. Certainly reach out at any time. We'd love to hear from you.
And if you're watching right now on YouTube or Allo or Twitter or Facebook, I've got the QR code up. If you scan the QR code, remember, this is the 45th anniversary of Computer Hardware.
Wow.
45 years.
Hastings, Kearney, GI, and just south of 70th and Owen Lincoln.
Yep.
If you scan the QR code, you get a t-shirt, right?
Yeah, 45 years, t-shirt. We also are throwing in a bottle of screen cleaner as well.
Boom.
Good for phones, iPads, you know, eyeglasses,
whatever. This stuff is powerful.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Really good.
You use it for your skin.
Sanitizer.
Yeah, sanitizer. Tripp, how long have you been at Computer Hardware?
Just under 15 years.
Okay.
So, yeah.
A third of the time of the life of the franchise.
Seen a lot of changes. Yeah, I've seen a lot of changes. The cool thing about our company, you know, we have probably a half a dozen of our team that has been there 30 plus years. I mean, they're the OGs, and so they're good, you know, people to lean on. They're a great resource on, you know, things that we're doing, something that we don't know or whatever. I mean, they've seen a vast, you know, change in the market. So they have all this knowledge that they're happy to share.
So you're not an OG.
I'm not an OG.
He's not even 45 years old.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You've held a job for 15 years.
Yeah, crazy, right?
That's pretty good, Tripp.
That's powerful, Tripp.
That's pretty good, Tripp. Good job.
Wild.
He is Jeremiah Tripp, Computer Hardware. Tripp, thanks for the time. We will see you next month.
Thank you.
Spillover's next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.